you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
October 11th is National Sausage Pizza Day, and I'm celebrating by going door-to-door in my neighborhood.
Hello.
Pizza delivery man.
Come on in.
Have a happy National Sausage Pizza Day.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. Wildfires in Northern California now blamed for 21 deaths as crews continue to battle the flames and the elements.
While it's considerably cooler today, winds are starting to pick up. Gusts overnight sent embers flying in all directions, sparking new fires and new evacuations in Napa, Solano, and Sonoma counties. Several thousand people are still out of their homes.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Santa Rosa. President Trump in Pennsylvania to pitch his tax reform plan.
He's really going to try to hammer home two key points tonight. One, it will save you, the average American, money. It'll allow you to take home more of what you earn. The second thing he's expected to do is once again talk about the need for Republican leadership to do the right thing.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Middletown. The president is expected to speak at 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Fox News. We report, you decide.
All right. The ultimate primer on being offended from Steve Hughes.
And then we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. When you're offended, there's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended, and when I woke up in the morning I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. A law about offending people. How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual or a collective or a group or a society or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? What am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
That is so well done. Now, let me segue from that at 4:06. By the way, the Wednesday Mishpucha includes our friend Stella.
Yes.
And, of course,
hello.
Young Joey.
Hello.
He's truly the old fart on the radio, Greg Budell. I just did this. I got a note from my friend Dwayne in South Florida. Anheuser-Busch has set up a toll-free line. They are strongly considering withdrawing their ad support from the National Football League. They have set up a toll-free number, 800-342-5283. That's 800-342-5283. I just called this number. You'll get an automated greeting, and it says, if you're calling about Anheuser-Busch, we're strong supporters of our veterans, and if you have a comment, whatever it may be, about the NFL situation, leave it after the beep. So I hit one, and I was able to leave the comment, even though the note I got said the line has gone down temporarily at times to a high call volume. So it works. And all I said was, I appreciate your support of veterans, and unless there's an immediate change in the attitude of NFL players, I urge you to withdraw your ad support. This is a direct outreach to the public because they're thinking big picture. They're thinking, you know, they have the guts, the corporate guts, to say, you know what, somebody's got to take a stand here. But before we do anything, let's give the public a chance to participate in that decision-making process. And there it is. Now, I'm going to post this on Facebook in a moment. But that's what I said. You can say whatever it is that's on your mind relative to this situation. Now, you said you sent me a link?
Yes, of the
email or Facebook?
Email. And it's just straight up who has the biggest salary on the team.
Who was it? Michael Wilbon, I believe.
Yeah.
Who's an African-American commentator. I know he was. I think he's on ESPN.
He was on I don't know if they're still doing it, but he was on Pardon the Interruption with Kornheiser for a long time. It shows I haven't watched ESPN in years, folks. I'm too busy talking about politics and other silly things.
He called Jerry Jones a slave owner, a plantation master, because he told the team, we're going to respect the flag, or you're not going to play. So let's take a look at what some of these slaves are being paid. Starting with Dez Bryant, base salary, $13 million. Signing bonus, $4 million. Jason Witten, $7,400,000. Tight end. Tyrone Crawford, defensive end, $7,250,000. Tyron Smith, $1,275,000. Sean Lee, offensive linebacker, $1,300,000. Ezekiel Scott, $1,584,000. Orlando Scandrick, cornerback, $3 million. Travis Frederick, $1.296 million. Wide receiver Cole Beasley, $3.5 million. Dan Bailey, kicker, $3.2 million. James Hanna, $2,250,000. We've seen a salary so far under $1 million. Oh, Taco Charlton, defensive end, is making $485,000, but he did get a signing bonus of $1.3 million. $1 million, $1.17 million, $1.25 million, $1 million even, $800,000 with a $750,000 signing bonus. And the list goes on. None of these, including the signing bonuses, are under $800,000 a year. And we've seen at least close to 20 players who are making $1 million or well past it. So, Michael Wilbon, please, these people live a life that most Americans, no matter what color they are, can only dream about. And I don't see why it's an issue that that they have to disrespect the flags and the freedoms, the flag and the freedoms that come with it, because they have 6 months of the year, 6 months out of the year, to take their millions of dollars and support whatever political causes they want, to attend rallies, to do whatever. If they're not happy with something or there's something they want to change, they've got all the free time in the world. But the Dallas taxpayers built that facility. That is their job, to be on the field. And when the boss says stand, you stand or you get your ass fired. That is not plantation master or slavery under any definition. Otherwise, if Rick Peters says, I'd like you to do this differently, or don't use that word. What do you think I am? Some kind of a slave? Please. I mean, my ass would be out the door so fast, you could see the scorch marks from 85.
If anybody's a slave owner, it's the government.
Good point. Good point. So there you go. These are the salaries of the Dallas Cowboys, these poor, oppressed slaves. Now, I'm going to combine this link with this Anheuser-Busch hotline, and I'll get that on Facebook during the break. But you really need to see this. This is, and Michael Wilbon, who himself is making probably, I would imagine, between $500,000 and $1 million a year. I don't know, but it's got to be a double six-figure salary. And he's bitching. What's your problem, man? All these things are made possible, actually, by Republican leaders. Because the Southern Democrats of years ago didn't want civil rights, didn't want integrated schools. And they were the ones that stood up to make sure that those doors were open. Should be sending them a thank you note. Prick. Pardon me. That's what he is. And just it's another. What we're seeing here is a whole lot of folks who want to pretend that it's still 1955, that nothing has changed, and to portray NFL players making the kind of money that these guys are making as if they're in some kind of indentured servitude is an insult to everybody's intelligence. It just shows that you're more interested in making it a racial issue than one based on facts. And you got to stop, because you're pushing. And this could have an ugly ending at some point. We don't want that. Most normal people just want to live their lives and get along. It's really sad how pathetic these people are. Where were you guys, by the way, during the last 8 years? I'm just wondering. All right, we have some calls. Let's talk to Papa John.
Hey, Gregory and Joey.
Hey.
You know, Greg, you just made a great, great point, and the only thing I could have emphasized was that you do it a little stronger. It's the venue that they're using, and it does not belong to them.
No.
Period.
It's not.
One step further, these guys are getting to do something that most people would love to do, that get paid to play a game.
Half those guys I just listed are making enough money in 1 year, if they played it right, would never have to work again.
Right.
Some of them are making enough money to take care of the next five generations of their family.
Right. And I understand the gamble about injuries and all that kind of stuff. But, the guys, they choose to do it. But the reason they choose it is because, number one, they're good at it. Number two, it's fun. It is fun. They wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't fun. They would get out of it in a heartbeat because of the danger of having life-threatening injuries or even injuries that your life.
Right.
So I think the main thing, like you said, the venue number one is it's just the wrong one because it does not belong to them. If they would do that and then take in consideration they're getting to do something and get paid for it that they enjoy so much, they it really should, a whole new realm of consideration should be taken to mind.
Mm.
But anyway, guys, y'all are always doing a good job. I appreciate it. Keep it up.
Thanks for the call, Papa John. Let's go to Matt from Tallahassee.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, well, I'm available for $1.5 million a year oppression. I'll even wear a tattoo. I don't care. Just give me the $1.5 million, I'm good. Beyond that, we always talk about it. But here's what you do about it. This is what I've started doing about it. I found the top 10 sponsors of ESPN and NFL specifically, and I've got a list of 10 of them, all the phone numbers. I'm making that more than available to at least 20 people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling them, and I tell them straight up, hey, it is your right, it's your money, you do whatever you want to do, that's entirely up to you, but you understand, it's our right not to patronize you, which is what we're not going to do. So that's what I'm doing about it, and I hope everybody else does the same thing. It won't take a whole lot, they'll bend like a dead dumb plastic straw. Hey, guys, y'all have a great day, brother.
Thanks. I know that there are local businesses. See, the NFL, they have their national TV contracts with ESPN and with the networks. But they also have local radio and TV and many businesses who are connected to these teams on the local basis have been withdrawing because their customer base, you know, this is grassroots. This is people saying, wait a minute, I got to take a stand personally here and saying, I wish you wouldn't support this effort. I don't, you know, the players union is the problem here. They are clearly under the control of the left, and they're being fed some really bad advice, in my opinion. But the left doesn't care. They don't care that the advice is bad or that it's going to ultimately hurt the players in assisting them to destroy their livelihood. That's basically what they're doing. So, okay, you want to make your social justice warrior point? Do it at the expense of making all that money. Is it worth it? I don't think, if the point was legitimate, you could say yes, but it's not. Debbie.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
We can stop a lot of this crapola. We stop participating and going to the games and buying all their jerseys and all that kind of stuff, because in essence, we are their employers. Mm. And so we can make a dent in the coaches' salaries and the players' salaries and all these things. Some of these people probably didn't finish high school, and they're making millions of dollars. So the way we can voice our opinion is hit the wallet.
All right, you say.
I'm sorry. I'd like to get that Budweiser number again. I couldn't get to this.
You got a pencil?
I do.
That number is 800.
Yes, sir.
342-5283.
5283.
Yeah.
I got it, and I'll do something with it.
Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate the call. Here is Craig.
Hi, Greg. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. Looking forward to bomb hours tonight after the show.
We're talking about a football player makes about, well, I'm going to police officer probably make, let's just say going in, 34. So a pro football player makes about that in the first 10 minutes of his first game?
Yeah, just about. Well, you know, let's say you just look at it on a per-game basis.
Yeah.
Who was the guy? Hang on, I want to go back to the list. Des Bryant, $16 million. He makes $1 million a week.
Yeah.
How many years do you got to work at $35,000 a year to make $1 million?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
About 30 years, 25 to 30 years.
Exactly. What I'm really calling about, I'm going to change the subject. I hope it's all right. But did you hear today where the Boy Scout is going to let girls in?
Yep.
It's underage.
No, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, my God, I was a Cub Scout, I was a Boy Scout. Greg, this world has gone crazy.
Well, there's a simple solution. Call it scouting, take the boys and girls off, and let it do what it's going to do.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, buddy, I appreciate your show. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. And that's another example of, you know, social justice under the pretense that other than certain anatomical things, everybody's the same, right? What's the point in that? I really don't get it.
I don't know. At this point, I don't care either. Do I look like a Boy Scout to you?
No.
There you go.
Certainly not based on the stories you've told. I've heard about some of your campfires.
Well, I've been sworn to secrecy.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't give you all the details either. Because of the secrecy, swearing, and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. We wouldn't want to reveal those things.
Right. It's all about discretion, Mr. Boodle. Discretion, Stella.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
Dark, swarthy men eating steak and green beans on the prairie and going to the bathhouse for whatever. 421 at Georgia Floors Direct. They have followed a simple formula for almost half a century now. They acquire high-fashion, first-rate flooring of all types straight from the manufacturers. They bypass the distributors and middlemen, and they put it in their giant warehouse on the boulevard at a wholesale price for you. You walk in, you talk to Jeff Mallinson and his team. I call them the Merry Band of Floriers. I think that works. And then they take you on a focused visit so you can look at the options you have and the price range, the budget you've set for your project. And believe me, you'll have plenty. But they'll navigate all of that for you because they have millions of square feet of choices in that one big warehouse. You find what you want, pick it up, pay 12 months, good as cash, and then they arrange installation with people they've worked with for years so you can count on a first-rate install. And then at the end, you've paid rock-bottom price for top-notch flooring. It's a great deal. That's why it's worked for so long, and they haven't tampered with the formula. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's. We have news, traffic, Rich's forecast, and then we're back. By the way, Joey, we got an update from Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of action, right?
At Wrigley's Field, it's a 1-0 Nationals.
Man, you gotta love a good 1-0 shootout.
Shut up. After tree, it's the top of the fourth.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery County Public School Board has voted to approve the sale of Georgia Washington Middle School to the town of Pike Road. The vote was 4-3. Eleanor Dawkins, Arika Watkins-Smith, and Robert Porterfield voted against the sale. Lou Goodell was 92. She lived alone in a home in the 1900 block of South Court Street, close to the intersection with West Fairview Avenue. A friend reported to police that she had not been seen in several days. The police found a forced entry into her home and Goodell dead of a blunt force trauma. Police are still investigating. And a Greenville bus driver has been arrested for inappropriate text messages with a 15-year-old boy who rode his bus. Leo Bowden has been taken into custody for soliciting a sex act with a student, which is, believe it or not, a misdemeanor. Additional charges have not been ruled out. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
A sex act with a minor is a misdemeanor. You can get a ticket for that. Well, that's nice. That's got to be fixed. City Council, get off your asses and do it.
Traffic is brought to you by Infusion. Call Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center today at 296-1662 for innovative pain relief. Get back to life with the help of Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. New accidents to tell you about Vaughn Road at Carter Hill, 300 Kelly Circle, and also the 200 block of Wind Lakes Boulevard. An accident with injuries involving a pedestrian. Still working on that one. Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, both interstate systems looking clear for you so far this afternoon. Now that summer's over, you may be thinking of selling your home on Lake Jordan. If so, call Bo Evans Realty. Bo knows Lake Jordan. Call Bo Evans Realty, 361-4661. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I don't jibber jabber.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A frontal system cuts across the area early this evening. It looks like there could be a shower, maybe a thunder shower early on, but then mostly cloudy. Drier air behind the front, low temperature 70. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, not quite as humid with a high around 87. Tomorrow night's low 64. On Friday, more sunshine, upper 80s for a high. I think we'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday, should be dry, and maybe some widely scattered thunderstorms popping up during the day on Sunday, but most of us stay dry. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
20% off, 20% off. Take up to 20% off every select new car, truck, and SUV on our lot at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. So don't miss out. We're taking up to 20% off MSRP on every, and we mean every, select new 2017 Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. We're even taking 20% off new 2017 Ram trucks, like a new 2017 Ram 1500. Lease just $299 per month. Plus, our lenders can get just about anyone approved, and Brubaker will take any trade. time, regardless of year, make, model, or how much you owe. Remember, all that matters is what you pay, and you pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Every select new 2017 car, truck, and SUV, now up to 20% off MSRP during Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online at Brubaker.com.
Qualified by savings, 36-month base, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $299 at inception, plus tax, tag, title, doc, destination, and acquisition fees, all rebates to dealer. Negative equity, make it refinanced, offers don't combine.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here, and you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get a tune-up or a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system will probably help you get through the rest of the year and save a major repair in the middle of winter right when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance agreement to do your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means savings on your utilities. Call us for all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
We have another winner of an Amazon Echo in the name game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Congratulations to Megan Dennison, the latest winner in the name game from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Auto Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo. Register at our website to play the name game and keep listening to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
All right, get to our website now, newstalk931.com. That's a great thing to win, and again, sponsored by Gulf Coast Supply and McGriff Paint and Auto Body.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We've been uptight for a while, even when you were on trial. Then we didn't see you last night. You had us millennials in fright. So you sent Podesta to tell us go home. Oh, you didn't even wish us well. Why couldn't you tell that we'd be whining over you, rioting? And the next day you,
I know how disappointed
so long,
you feel because I
left us moping all alone, alone and whining, rioting, setting fires and crying. It's hard to understand how Trump won the love of this land. Well, it starts me whining.
I never show. Show the crowd. See, they don't want to turn.
We thought
around
that we were over you when the FBI proved your crimes were true. But we love you even more, though it seems more dumb than before. But Hillary, what can we do? America chose Trump.
She congratulated.
Over you.
sexist and bigoted, racist, homophobic, xenophobe. Yeah, and no country builds walls around their border and fences and stuff. That's just stupid.
No, liberals only build them around their homes because they don't want the riffraff in. It's the Wednesday Mishpucha here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg Goodell, Joey Clark, and Stella's here with us today. We're all going to Baumhauer's after the show. We hope you'll join us over there, Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Now, I played that for a reason. Had this story for a couple of days. It's starting to turn up. There's so much going on with the NFL and all this other stuff that this has, well, certainly the mainstream media is never going to pick this up. And Stella, one of the things that's been a valuable resource for us for the last number of years, if we want to find out the truth about what's happening in America, we got to go to the UK to get it.
Yes.
Because the Daily Mail, the Times, they're far more inclined to report on stuff where here the organized media decides what we're going to find out about and what they're going to not cover. Like, for example, this Debbie Wasserman Schultz thing with the IT guy, Imran. This is a huge scandal, a huge breach. This guy wired money to Pakistan for whatever reason, had a number of his family members on the payroll, cost us, the taxpayers, a ton of money. And yet the media has nothing to say about it. If this involved, let's say, Paul Ryan and not Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you'd never hear the end of it. This is what's frightening, you know, that they're just digging in deeper as far as, you know, maintaining their left wing. This is what we're the Pravda. We're going to decide what the peasants need to find out about. It's sickening. So from the Daily Mail comes this story. Bill and Hillary Clinton are not speaking to each other after a blazing argument over her election book, it's been claimed. The former president threw a manuscript in the trash after Hillary ignored his advice not to publish it, according to Ed Klein, who's been a guest on the Dan Moore Show and this show.
Yes.
Bill had red-penned the book in an attempt to improve it, a friend told Klein, but flew into a rage when Hillary refused to read any of his notes. According to Page Six, the friend said he told her the book made her look bewildered, angry, and confused, and that those were poor qualities in a person who wanted to be a world leader, and she's behaved like a freaking infant. On every talk show, it's misogyny. It's had no trouble, apparently, with the no misogyny of Harvey Weinstein because he was sending big checks to her and the Clinton Foundation. See, you know, it's amazing when you carry the L card, the liberal card, what you can get away with. Yeah, we'll help you keep your dirty little secret. And then eventually it gets out. He hated the title because calling it What Happened would only make people say, you lost. He urged her to postpone the publication day and rewrite the book, but she yelled at him and said, the book is finished and that's how it's going to be published.
Oh, my.
Boy, I'll bet I wouldn't be surprised if she cut him off from sex. After that argument, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, crossed her legs. He's sleeping on the couch.
Since then, the pair have been speaking through friends and lawyers. Klein's book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, will be released at the end of October. I can't wait to see that one. The argument is believed to have taken place over the summer before Hillary took off on tour in order to promote the book. Bill and Hillary were last pictured together towards the end of August while enjoying a visit to see friends in the Hamptons. The couple have not been seen together since. She's been busy appearing on daytime TV shows and giving speeches across the country as she promotes her book, which has become a bestseller. Is that true? Really? People are buying this piece of
shaving cream?
Shaving cream? What happened? You lost. That's what happened. During the tour, she blamed women, Russians, former FBI Director James Comey, and a host of other reasons for her shock loss to Donald Trump. She has not shied away from attacking the now president, describing him as unqualified and even worse than I thought he was going to be. That means he's doing a great job, by the way.
Yeah, it is on a bestseller list, Amazon and the Sunday Times bestseller list, I think.
At what number?
This is from September 12th. So it was.
Well, that's when the book came out.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's steeply discounted. See what it costs to buy it on Amazon. I'd just be curious.
Okay, one second.
Clinton most recently told Stylist magazine of her guilt at losing, saying, I have a great sense of responsibility for not winning, for letting people down. I know that I cried for days. Even more so when you consider who my opponent was. If I had run against someone who I disagree with politically but believe was up to the job, of course I would have been disappointed. But being in a position where I ended up losing to someone who I don't think is qualified or temperamentally ready to be president, with a very, like she is, throwing, you know, the way she acted on election night, throwing things around.
Yeah, on Amazon, the Kindle electronic version is $15. And the hardcover is around $18.
18.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because Amazon has all sorts of vendors. 19 used for $10, 65 new, all the way down to 12.
I'll bet those used ones are in good shape because people probably read about 10 pages of this tripe and said, forget
it. There are six collectible ones, though, starting at about $36.
Now, here's a comment on this thread on the Daily Mail in the UK saying, are you kidding? This book bombed.
There's somebody who's selling this book for $168.95 because Hillary signed it in person. On
how much was it?
$168.
Just because she signed it?
And then somebody's also selling it for $666. For $666. $4 shipping, too.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Hey, by the way, guess who no longer is in the country? Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't find a sex addiction clinic here in the United States, so he had to leave. How about that? Isn't that amazing?
Interesting.
Considering he's been accused of rape and some other sex crimes, could be. Well, Bill Cosby's on trial. He's going back up soon, I think, you know, for a retrial.
Mm-hmm.
Do you often refer to the English newspapers to see how they report the headlines?
Very.
As somebody from...
During Obama's term in office, when the media here was blowing smoke up his ass consistently, the overseas media was, in many instances, other than Fox, our only source for some honest reporting.
Yeah, so you do agree that it's honest reporting? I mean, everybody's going to
say, more traditional journalism. Yeah, I know some of the newspapers over there been left more than right.
Yeah, and everybody's going to sensationalize stuff, but the Mail is a really good newspaper, actually.
Well, that was a very well-written article.
Yeah, it was.
Just stuck to the facts.
There's a lot more sex in the British paper. Like, it's different than American standards.
Well, it depends which newspaper. If there's there's a newspaper called The Sun, and you open it to page 3, and you just... Have you heard of that?
Kind of jumps out at you.
But you know, there's some good. The Mail, The Independent, The Times.
Interesting. I love the culture that Stella brings to this show.
Oh.
Since we spend most of our afternoon trying to destroy it, it's 4:40. Divorce is always a tough situation, and it's a time when people can make irrational or regrettable decisions. Now, my suggestion is, if you're a man and you're going through this, no matter how, quote, amicable, unquote, the situation seems to be, protect yourself and let somebody else deal with all the stuff. You know what I mean when I say stuff? Stay away from it. Stay out of it and let them get in. Let them get into the trenches on your situation, so you can walk away with a legally enforceable document that guarantees you the assets you're entitled to, works out a fair and equitable settlement, and when it comes to time with the kids or custody, they'll be your best advocates. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. That's Delk and Tomlinson, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, with plenty of experience in this arena. I recommend a visit to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials, and you'll see what a difference they can make, and specializing in representing men in matters of divorce. So turn it over. If you know somebody that's struggling through a divorce situation, maybe they need a fresh take on the situation, it doesn't hurt to give them the website, divorceformenalabama.com. Or call 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we got Rich's weather. Look at the roads. Then we're back at 4:42.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
Hi, everybody. A frontal system cuts across the area early this evening. It looks like there could be a shower, maybe a thunder shower early on, but then mostly cloudy. Drier air behind the front, low temperature 70. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, not quite as humid, with a high around 87. Tomorrow night's low 64. On Friday, more sunshine, upper 80s for a high. I think we'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday, should be dry, and maybe some widely scattered thunderstorms popping up during the day on Sunday, but most of us stay dry. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic over in Prattville. Red lights not cycling at the intersection of Fairview Avenue, Highway 14, and McQueen Smith Road. People are running the red lights. Traffic is backed up to 65. Police are trying to get there and help traffic, which could help itself if you would just remember that a red light that's out is treated as a four-way stop. Get it together, folks. The exciting all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is at the Reinhardt Toyota. Shop Monday through Saturday and now on Sunday after church at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and for the first time this year, we are having our highly acclaimed October sale. Nothing is held back. Beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases, and of course, the area's largest selection of mattresses. Hey, I have to interrupt this ad because our sale was too hot to handle, and my Montgomery store caught on fire. We are still open on one end of the building with plenty of fresh inventory at other warehouses. Our Millbrook location has a full selection of mattresses and beds. Hopefully, renovation will be fast. Thanks for your prayers and support. I now return you to this exciting October sale ad. Do not ever buy a mattress without lying on it. With around 90 mattresses to choose from, many unique to this area, why would you not stop in and check us out? We are a locally owned discounter with inventory on hand and excellent customer service. No interest financing and delivery are available. For a no-pressure shopping experience, visit us in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Supplies are limited, so hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is a plague in America today. You've been affected. Your neighbors have been affected.
Hello? Hello? There's no one there.
This man is a victim of butt dialing.
Someone's butt calls me at least twice a day.
My husband's butt is constantly calling me from work. Luckily, it's just the phone. His butt has bad breath.
My mom's butt won't stop calling me, although I get along with my dad's butt way better.
Should I be concerned that my boyfriend's butt keeps calling other girls' butts?
Lock your phones, because only together can we put an end to all butts.
Butt dialing is not the booty call I wanted.
I get butt dialed from time to time, but it's... I'm flattered when the boss does it, but... happens rarely.
It happens. And sometimes it stays on, so you're having a conversation with people. And
well, you know, that's why you gotta
I've had that happen to me before. It's really embarrassing.
You got to be very careful. By the way, have you heard from Brant? How's he doing?
No, I have not received any text or anything of the kind.
He's been going through it since knee replacement surgery.
Yeah, he called us once, and then he did a long drive down to see the doctor, and the car ride really killed his knee, so he had to take some pain medication. He doesn't want to be talking on that, of course.
I can relate. I had that whole back surgery catastrophe, and just as I remember, we talked to Doc Pershing last week, just as he was getting me to the point where I could walk without pain, I had to make a drive to Florida for Janelle's 16th birthday. That's a big one. You don't want to miss that. We had a big party and all that, and he suggested stop about every half hour to 40 minutes. He said, I know that's going to seem like a lot, but do it, stretch, and I was able to get through it okay. But you sit in a certain position after you've had a surgery like that for any length of time, and it can be pretty painful.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, by the way, we had a little more on the Harvey Weinstein. See, Trump and all this is kind of interconnected because so many of these wonderful people who have been waving fingers at the rest of us, riffraff in America, telling us how to behave. It appears that Ben Affleck has had to... He first disavowed Harvey Weinstein, didn't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then was humiliated when he was reminded of his own sexual groping incident that's caught on tape. He had to apologize to actress Hillary Burton for groping her during an appearance on TRL in 2003. I acted inappropriately toward Ms. Burton. I sincerely apologize. He tweeted yesterday, a mere 14 years later. What is it with these people, man? They have don't they have like two brain cells that connect? Like, I forget who said it, but they're so disconnected from reality. Is there anybody in the Hollywood realm who's, I like Clint Eastwood, because I think it takes incredible courage on his part, you know, to come out and do that empty chair thing at the convention a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, they must have been horrified. But he's at the age, he doesn't give a damn what Harvey Weinstein or anybody else thinks about his opinion. Hey, Bob Corker is under FBI investigation. This is the guy that's, retiring, which means he had no chance to get reelected. Another Never Trump senator bashing the president. He's under FBI investigation, apparently for sketchy finances.
Hmm.
The FBI and Securities and Exchange Commission are scrutinizing his personal finances, including stock transactions involving one of the nation's top developers of shopping centers and malls. Corker, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee and a potential VP pick, failed to report millions of dollars in assets and income on his annual financial disclosure. You know, this again. they don't seem to understand that. Is it worth taking the chance that you fall from grace from a high position like United States Senator and end up in jail? Some of them apparently cannot help themselves. Also this afternoon, has anybody tried to call the Budweiser line? Let's go to Facebook and get that. That is something that one of my South Florida pals made me aware of. Budweiser has provided a phone line that allows you to call in and give your opinion on the current state of affairs in the NFL. And that number is 800-342-5283. That's 800-342-5283. You'll receive an automated greeting. Then you press 1, and then it'll say, you know, we're deeply supportive of our veterans. We'd like your opinion on this. Is nobody's even taking the time to try or call on this? What the hell? I guess, you know, I'm getting very little feedback on political stuff on Facebook. In fact, I've been losing like a friend a day.
Oh, you have? That's why I'm not on Facebook. I must be the only person on the planet that's not on Facebook.
That's another reason I don't want to go down to that thing in Florida, because it's... This guy, who was nothing more than a board op and sidekick on the show, sends me a note. This is a few years ago. It's just a Facebook note, and it says, "So you're a conservative, LOL." Mm. Now, you smug son of a bitch. Screw you. I didn't even bother with a reply. I figured that was the best reply, was none.
Right.
Why should I let him know that he annoyed me?
Yeah, no, don't. Don't let him know.
And the guy had, trust me when I tell you, he had nothing in the way of a career until we put him on the morning show with us. He looked like Aldo Cello from the old wine commercials in the 80s. Here is TR.
Hey, Greg. I called the Budweiser line, and I went through to the message machine. The girl said, you know, if you got to do this, and I pressed 1, and I told her, I said, I'll never watch the NFL again. I appreciate what y'all are doing. So, anyway.
Well, you know, they've built this around their support for veterans.
Right.
And, you know, they're not taking any particular political stance or saying, you know, is this free speech or anything. They just want to know what the public is thinking.
Right.
And the NFL has got to be crapping bricks, because you lose Anheuser-Busch.
Damn right.
You're losing a lot of money. That's a company that will spend $4 million for 30 seconds of Super Bowl time.
Right. And one more thing before I hang up. I got to go back to work, but I think I've known you. I haven't never met you, but I've listened to you from the first day you came here.
Thank you.
And I think you've already made up your mind. You're not going to Florida. So do something else.
Thank you. I appreciate
you sounded like me when I was going to go to a high school reunion from Lanier, and I don't want to see a lot of those people.
Well, this is a very parallel kind of thing, because it would be sort of like a high school reunion, and many of these people are folks I worked with for many years when politics, you know, was much closer together.
Yeah, but I could hear it in your voice. You're not going.
I agree with TR. I think you should not go, because you'll just come back very upset. So
yeah, just do what you said you were going to do and be done with it.
Yeah.
Stella, I love your voice.
Hello. Thank you.
All right, y'all take care. We love you, man.
Thanks.
Bye.
Here's Stan.
Hey, yes, I just called the Anheuser-Busch number. They said, after a few things, they said, please leave us a message. Then they replay the message. Bush won if you agree with your message. Anyways, real simple, really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it myself during a break.
Also said drop them. Drop sponsoring NFL.
I love watching the position these PC owners have put themselves in. Because on one hand, if they come out swinging against the players and say, you're going to do what we tell you to do, or you're not going to play, or worse, get cut from the team. NFL player contracts are not as solid as they are in baseball and other sports. Many of those guys can be cut and not get a dime in severance.
Hey, great. Thanks for putting the number out. I called it and enjoy the show as usual. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. And we hope some of you listening will join us at Bomb Hours tonight after the show for our Wednesday night after party. Stella, Are you going to be able to do this on a regular basis now with us? Like, I'm...
If you'd like me to, I'll come whenever you ask me to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Our show, by the way, I got a text from Rich after Nate departed town. Once again, his thermometer at the Rich Thomas Weather Station at 91, that breaks the record of 90 in 2014. Heat index today, 98. The official record high, 92. However, cooler weather is coming. I've got his video on my Facebook page if you want to scroll down and check that out. I believe that's early next week. We'll finally get a long-awaited taste of fall. At 4:58, keeping yourself comfortable, well, that's something that, that's a responsibility that the folks at Clark's would like to have. For you, it's as simple as calling them at 277-2125. The friendly voice that answers the phone will say, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership. It's great value, $159. You get two annual tune-ups to your system. The best HVAC technicians in the business. Get in there, check it out. Make sure it's running efficiently, that your coolant is up to standard and in good supply. And likewise, make sure your system is ready for the cool weather change ahead. So the first time you have to turn on the heat, you don't get that unpleasant odor of an unused furnace. You all know what that smells like. Clark's takes care of that. If you need a repair, discounts on parts and labor, and the protection of 24/7, 365 service on your comfort. Because, you know, when those things break down, it's never at your convenience. You know, it's like at the end of a long day of work, and you open the door, and your house is hot. You're not living in a terrarium. You call them. Somebody's on the way. I've seen their trucks out at all times of the day and night, keeping customers comfortable or restoring comfort where it was lost. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people who are thoroughly background checked, vetted, and drug tested on an ongoing basis, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Fresh edition of Fox News in two.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to